We're not sure. You know why? Because they're all good. There's no, if you were bad, you wouldn't be there. So they're all good, and that's good to hear. Hey, I'm Don Rosen. Coming next, we're talking about the Racine Concert Band's Rooted in Racine Concert coming up this Sunday at the Zoo. We'll talk about that. 7 o'clock on the noggin right now at WRJN. Time for the news.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Vice President Harris is responding to comments from former President Trump about her racial identity.
It was the same old show, the divisiveness and the disrespect.
Her remarks in Houston following Mr. Trump's to black journalists in Chicago. He told them Harris, quote, turned black a number of years ago. CBS's Leah Mishkin.
Harris is the daughter of a Jamaican father and Indian mother. She attended the historically black Howard University and is a member of the nation's oldest black sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha.
Mr. Trump moved on to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania last night for his first campaign event in the state since the assassination attempt.
People said to me, are you serious? I said, I'm serious. We're going back. It's a great place. 18 days ago, where we had a very terrible day. We had a rough day, I will tell you.
9/11 survivors and their loved ones are speaking out after a plea deal that spares the life of the mastermind of the attack and two others in exchange for life in prison. Terry Strada heads the group 9/11 Families United.
These are jihadists who planned and plotted and murdered Americans on American soil.
The U.S. is appealing to all parties in the Middle East to avoid a deeper regional conflict. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
In Iran, they mourned the assassinated political leader of Hamas. Hezbollah is considering its response to the killing of one of its leaders in Beirut. In Israel, families of hostages held in Gaza demanded their release. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Mongolia today.
I can't predict the effect, the impact of any one event on what comes next.
Worry is spreading about an all-out regional war.
Vermont's governor says a new wave of extreme rain and flooding has undone cleanup and recovery from a major washout 2 weeks ago. It's destroyed roads, crushed cars, pushed homes off their foundations. This man in Lindenville.
I'm numb. I want to cry. At times I do. I just pause and tear up and don't know what I'm going to do.
American swimmer Katie Ledecky is savoring the moment after winning gold in the 1500-meter freestyle at the Olympics in Paris. She's now tied for the most gold medals won by an American woman in any Olympic sport ever.
Any gold medal is not easy to win. I'm just trying to appreciate the moment, and I don't mean to celebrate that much, but it comes out.
S&P futures are up 21, Dow futures ahead 51. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The search continues for the 85-year-old woman from Waterford. Yesterday, an updated image of Karen Wandry was posted online. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has a large-scale search operation underway. It includes aircraft, drones, and volunteers on horseback. People in Waterford and that vicinity are being asked to check outbuildings and to review private cameras for any sightings. Wandry is known to have walked long distances in the past, has no significant medical issues, and anyone with information is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office. A road rage incident involving a gun led to the arrest of a Racine man yesterday. Mount Pleasant police say they were called to Washington Avenue in Emerson at around noon yesterday, following reports of a road rage incident involving a handgun. A statement says officers conducted a high-risk traffic stop arresting 20-year-old Isaac Rangel. Two guns were found and recommended charges include disorderly conduct while armed and possession of marijuana. With Representative Todd Onstett stepping down after more than a decade, two Democratic candidates are vying for the 65th Assembly District. Ben DeSmit and Kyle Flood are on the ballot for the August 13th primary. Onstett has thrown his support behind DeSmit, a small business owner and former educator. Flood, a community organizer, is campaigning on a platform against insider politics. The district will see the primary winner go up against Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November 5th general election. And the Wisconsin State Fair opens its gates today. It runs until August 11th. This marks the 173rd edition of the fair. Tonight on the grandstand is comedian Gabriel Iglesias. Also performing during the fair is TLC, Brothers Osborne, and comedian Charlie Behrens. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The dog days of training camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. That's the Green Bay Packers offensive line driving the blocking sled in yesterday's hot weather.
We know it's going to be hot. Warned them yesterday to make sure they take care of their hydration, everything they put in their body, make sure you get a good night's rest, and it's going to be a little bit of a gut check, I think.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, who says the players will have tomorrow off to rest up for Saturday's sold-out family night inside Lambeau Field. The Wisconsin Badgers football training camp continues today at UW-Platteville. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2, but Pat Murphy chose to focus on the positive. Willie Adames, with 112 consecutive starts now at shortstop, surpassing Pat Listash.
You know, Willie Adames just set an incredible record today, playing that many games in a row at shortstop. That's something to celebrate. I have myself, and I've been lucky enough to be healthy, and I have myself ready to play every day.
The longest streak, 207 games at shortstop by Robin Yount. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Bit of a sports fan. My favorite sporting event to watch, the Olympics. It's hard to tell how good the athletes are anymore because, frankly, they're all good, you know. You 10 guys run a sprint and one guy wins, we know he's fast. One guy loses, and we go, oh, that guy's slow. Should have worked out harder. I know, that's, you know, kind of a funny thing to say from your sofa. That's why I think every sport in the Olympics needs what I call a perspective athlete. Right, in track, you'd have a pink lane going around the track. Right before the race, you just grab some random yahoo from the audience. Come on down here, sir. You're going to run in the pink lane today, representing the rest of humanity. That way the viewers at home can see how fast these other freaks of nature really are. Gymnastics would be hilarious. Gymnastics. Some pink guy on those rings just... Shut up!
And good morning, 707 at WRJN Radio. Now we're going to talk to two of my... Well, they're okay. I'm not my favorite people on the planet, but they're okay. They're good. And no, I love him. Mark Eichner is here. He's the conductor of the Racine Concert Band. And special guest this week, Kurt Hanrahan, is here. It's a special concert at the Racine Concert Band Concerts at the Zoo at the Kiwanis Band Shell. And they're free every Sunday night. We have two more left. This is it. They both start at 7 o'clock because in August, they start a little earlier. So 7 o'clock, it's free to come in. There's no problem. All you do is have to come in. If you come into the Augusta Gate, come at about 6:30, the gate opens up, and just bring your blankets, your chairs, your dinner, whatever you want to bring with you, and just have a great time listening to the concert. Mark, Kurt, thanks for coming in today. Appreciate it. Oh, wait a second here. That would help. Go ahead.
This is our fourth Rooted in Racine concert. We started in 2021, and I wasn't sure that it would be a series when we started, but I became aware that Tim Burke, who'd been touring in the Disney production of Frozen nationally, they were off because of COVID, and they weren't going to take up for the full summer. So I invited Tim to play in 2021, and since then we've continued to this series by honoring and bringing back someone who grew up in the area and had an excellent professional career. And so we followed Tim with Bill Nelson, who's from the area, had a great career, and he played an incredible tenor sax piece with the band. And then Gail Leto-Zuger was our soloist last year. She works in Columbus, Ohio now. And Kurt is our fourth Rooted in Racine soloist.
Well, let me just, he won't tell you, Kurt, so I'm going to read your bio. Because you probably seem like the type of guy that will just go over. Yeah, I was born and here I am. Yep. And in between is all filler. All right. Bert Hanrahan holds a master's degree in multiple woodwinds from UW-Madison. He recently retired from UW-Milwaukee as director of jazz studies and professor of saxophone. He's performed with the Milwaukee Symphony, played in the Tommy Dorsey, Jimmy Dorsey, Nelson Riddle, Harry Connick Jr., and Frank Sinatra Jr. orchestras. As a freelance musician, Kurt also worked with Tony Bennett, Rosemary Clooney. Am I saying this right? Arturo Sandoval.
Yes.
Arturo Sandoval. Cab Calloway. Wow. The Manhattan Transfer. Diane Schur. Ray Charles and Johnny Mathis. Whoa. See, you wouldn't have mentioned all this. He performs regularly throughout the Milwaukee area, including the Fireside and Skylight Theaters. Also, the national touring shows West Side Story, Hairspray, Spamalot, The Color Purple, Dreamgirls, Legally Blonde, and The Little Shop of Horrors. Kurt is currently the artistic director of the Milwaukee Jazz Orchestra, performs with guest artist Steve. Am I saying this right? Steve March Torme?
Right.
Steve March Torme.
Mel's son.
And Michelle Coltrane.
Yep.
Is MGO has recorded its first album, Welcome to Swingsville, which received a Grammy consideration in 2017. Mm-hmm. How did you get Kurt? I mean, how'd you get him to come in? Wow. To the little concerts in Racine. Wow, that's good. Congratulations, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much.
So you worked with all those bands. You worked with Frank Sinatra Jr. himself. It's his orchestra, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Wow, that's something. That's like one step away from Frank Sinatra.
It is.
What do they call that? The 1 degree.
Yeah.
Away from Frank Sinatra. So tell us a little bit of the background there.
My background is, I was born in Kenosha and grew up, went to school there, and went to UWM for college in music. And probably my second year of college, I think it was, I decided to go out to the Berklee School of Music, which is kind of a contemporary jazz school in Boston, and then came back and finished my degree, music ed degree, at UWM. Started working in the area as a teacher, and always was playing freelancing up in the Milwaukee area. And in 1990, my old clarinet teacher called me up and asked me to take his jazz band job at the UWM. And I didn't want to do it because I was real busy with other stuff, but he kept bugging me. And finally I said, okay, I'll do it for a year. And then that year turned into 2, into 10, 20. So I ended up retiring out of UWM in 2017. And it was a full-time job, but I was still doing a lot of these other freelance gigs that you mentioned here.
These aren't freelance gigs. These are major jobs.
And they weren't free.
Freelance gigs are doing the shopping carts at Walmart. That's a this is not that. Wow. I got to meet Tony Bennett once, and we did a concert with him in Atlanta at our radio station, a wine and Coca-Cola cheese concert, because Coca-Cola sponsored everything down there. And this is such a nice human being he was.
Absolutely.
He came in, and we had a contest with our listeners, a little party afterwards, and he was supposed to leave to go to another city. He said, I'll take a later flight. And he stayed and took pictures and spoke to every one of our listeners. Everyone at the concert, the contest winners, and had no problem with it. And he just told this guy, book me on a later flight. That's when you can do it back in the 70s, just book you on a later flight. What a nice human being Tony Bennett was. And what a talent, too.
Right. I played with him with the Milwaukee Pops. And I was really impressed by one thing he did. I learned in a very short time how important it was to be able to take a room and own it. This was at the PAC back then in Milwaukee, and he had a full orchestra, a full big band, and in the middle of one of the concerts, he said, you know what, I'm just going to do this with my trio, acoustic, and this room is, I can't remember how much it, or how many people it holds, it's like about 2,500. And it was only the trio and him singing from the stage, and it brought everybody to him on stage. And to me, that was a learning experience I'll never forget. How you can own a room and be able to create that intimacy with this huge, huge audience. It was very cool.
Johnny Mathis I got to meet only because he was at the Riverside Theater.
Yep.
And I was the MC for the night at the Riverside. Yeah. And backstage, we took some pictures with him. What a quiet guy. He didn't say a word. Right. He's very shy. Yeah. He just stood there, took the picture, and said, thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. And he got on stage, and he came to life.
Right.
But he was very quiet. We had these pictures of him, and he looks very, like, nervous getting his picture taken. But and you, working with Rosemary Clooney, put you 1 degree away from George Clooney. So you're you, George Clooney, Frank Sinatra. Yeah. Boy, that's a nice little pack to belong to. Right. Well, this is just great. They are so lucky to have you as part of Rooted in Racine. This is just fabulous.
Thank you. I'm honored to do it. The last guests that Mark had were students of mine.
Oh,
Bill Nelson and Gail Leto. Not Tim, but Tim is a contemporary of mine, and we played together quite a bit when he was in the area. But so it was great to hear them play after all these years, after studying. And I'm glad I didn't do anything to keep them from developing their art. And that was nice to see. It was a beautiful concert. So,
how many instruments you play?
I play all the wood ones. Saxophone and flute and clarinet. Yeah, for shows and stuff like that.
Are they all the same? Once you learn one, can you just learn all of them? Is it that easy?
It's not that easy. okay. In fact, at UWM, I started a multiple woodwinds program there, and it's no longer viable. But it was so that people could really develop these, what you call like kind instruments. Clarinet, I started out on clarinet. My dad brought a clarinet home. He worked at LeBlanc and said, you're going to play this. And I didn't know what it was. And I didn't.
You're going to like it, you're going to play it.
that's how it was. Then from there, clarinet, I went to saxophone. And I started studying flute in college. You know, it's kind of interesting in a roundabout way that the piece that was written today for this concert by Frank Bencruscio, who's from Racine, he passed away in the early 90s, but he wrote this piece, and we have a connection with Frank. His brother owned what is now called Sebastian's. It was called Bencruscio's, Ralph Bencruscio. And I hope I'm not giving all the information away from it. Frank was a saxophone player. And he went to the University of Minnesota and was band director there for over 30 years. And so there's a big connection, again, with people that have come out of this area. This area has had just tremendous musicians and writers come out of it. Very, very, very lucrative.
Well, and Frank was a guest conductor of the Racine Concert Band on a couple of occasions, too.
We're going to take a quick break here. We're talking to Kurt Hanrahan, the soloist for this Rooted in Racine concert coming up Sunday at the Zoo, and also conductor of the Racine Concert Band, Mark Eichner. More coming up in just a moment here. WRJN 718 on your Thursday morning.
It's time for the grooviest event of the summer at the Wisconsin State Fair. Feeling good at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular, August 1st through the 11th. Yeah, I'm
feeling good. When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thanks for joining us here, 7:20 on your Thursday morning. We're talking about the big Rooted in Racine concert coming up this Sunday, 7 o'clock at the Racine Zoo at the Band Shell, the Kiwanis Club, the Kiwanis Band Shell at the Racine Zoo. Free concert coming up Sunday, 7 o'clock. Be there. That's the downbeat, right?
You bet.
See, I like that phrase. It makes me sound like I'm part of a. I should have like a little chin patch on the thing, you know, that the jazz people used to wear in the 1960s in Greenwich Village. I think I should do that. Downbeat, 7 o'clock.
It's not as hip as it used to be. Now they say, we hit it at 7 o'clock.
Ooh, I want to be the. What's the latest? I want to be the latest. We hit it. The downbeat. I like downbeat, though. Wasn't there a magazine called Downbeat?
There is.
It's a jazz magazine, right?
Yes.
Right, yeah, Downbeat. Right. See, I'm not as out of the loop as you think I am. Okay, so now we also have a guest soloist singing, Darlene Kelsey, a soprano. She'll be there too, right?
Darlene's outstanding. She sings a lot in Chicago. She sung with the Chicago Symphony and then the Grant Park Chorus. She's one of my favorite singers. We love them all, but Darlene sounds great.
Yeah. Now, it's obviously she's got a Racine background here. Now, everybody, all the composers have a Racine connection? Is that what
this
is?
No. Kurt's the reason.
Kurt's your Racine connection. Okay. I was wondering, because some of these names don't look familiar to me. They look like the European names. So, okay. So you've got a couple of numbers you're going to do this Sunday night. The saxophone you're using, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Two different ones.
What's that?
Two different saxophones.
Alto and?
Soprano.
See, I knew alto. See, I knew that. My brother had a band in the 60s, and he was able to read music, which really helped. So whenever these groups like the Shirelles, the Chiffons, Ruby and the Romantics, the Lanthony and the Imperials, the Shangri-Las, whenever they played the East Coast, my brother's band was the backup band for them.
Sure.
When they would play the New York area, because they could just hand them the sheet music and say, here, we're going. You know, no rehearsals, we're going.
Right.
Learn the music, and he worked with his other band members. Now, he was able to, I don't understand this. He played guitar, but he was able to pick up other instruments. He played the organ. He played the clarinet. Mm-hmm. He just picked them up and learned them. I guess once you have musicality in you, it's not that difficult, I would assume. But I said to him, how do you do that? He said, I just, you know, notes are notes. Mm-hmm. Once you can read music, you got to figure out where they are, and then you can play it.
Yeah, it's easier for some people than others, you know, really secure control of an instrument, you got to spend a lot of time working on it. And, you know, that's why a lot of players, especially in the woodwinds and brass area, you know, they really work on their classical playing first so they can control the instrument, and then they can, you know, kind of go to whatever style that they would like the player enjoy. And it's a lot easier. But, you got to have a good educational background on the instrument to be able to play all the different styles.
Well, I'm learning piano now. I tried to learn instruments in high school and grammar school. In fourth grade, everybody plays the recorder, the symphonette. In third grade, I did that, and I mastered that. In fourth grade, they have you pick an instrument, and I picked the trumpet. They said, well, we want you to do the trombone because you got long arms. I said, but I want to play the trombone. I want to play the trumpet. And I just couldn't master, and Mark plays the trumpet, so he can know what I'm talking about. I couldn't do that. You don't blow into a trumpet. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you call it. You don't spin into it, but you purse your lips in that certain way, and you get the sound. I couldn't do it. I was having trouble with it. So the superintendent of schools, who was in charge of all the music programs, came in. His name was Mr. Mars. I'll remember that face and name. He came in and he said to the band on stage, these are 10-year-old kids he's talking to, you know. And he said, does everybody agree if someone's holding us back, we should have that person leave the band? They're like, yeah, that's good. Mr. Rosen, will you please leave because you're holding back the band? And he made me get up in front of everybody and walk out.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. I don't know what happened to Mr. Mars, but if he's still around, you better watch out. Because I'm coming for you. I'll never forget that. That was a horrible thing to do to somebody.
It is.
He could have pulled me aside separately, but he did it in front of the band.
Wow.
And he said, Mr. Rosen, will you please leave? You're holding back the band. Anyway, so then I tried drums, and I was able to do it a little bit. And decades went by. And my wife, who teaches piano, said to me, would you like to learn? And I said, yes, but you got to practice because I'm notorious for not practicing. And she gave me some songs and really, you know, like Meet Mr. E so I could learn the E on the piano and all these. Finally, she said, okay, you're graduating. And she gave me Who Is Love? Where Is Love from Oliver? And with one hand, I'm not going to do the chords. I'm just going to do one hand. And last night, I graduated from that song. Because I had the notes down, but I couldn't have the timing down with the half notes and the rests and the full, you know, and I finally got the timing down as you graduated from that song. So last night she gave me the new one, the theme from Jaws. Because that's two hands. Yeah. So she had to start me off slow. I don't know how I'm going to do this with two hands because I'm not looking at the piano when I'm looking at the notes, but one hand, I got this other one over here. I got to start doing different. It's like, you know, you ever go round in a circle? We try to do different circles with two hands. That's what it's like to me.
Right.
You ever play the piano? Can you play?
Yeah, I can play the piano some. I use it as a tool for composing and things like that.
Wow.
But, you know, Jaws is only two notes, right?
Well, there's extra notes in the, no, there's more than two. I thought the same thing. But it does change up.
You don't need, two hands for two notes. Anymore.
Well, actually, she showed me a video of a 10-year-old kid doing it with two hands, but he's got the advanced version. I have the beginner version of the song. And I watched the guy at church on stage play the piano. A whole new respect for people, especially, you know, when you're not looking at them, you're just singing and you're not even looking at the notes. You're just playing and singing. And I don't know how they do all that stuff. And, you know, I'm learning. If ever you want to hear Oliver, Where Is Love? I can play that for you with one hand. I can't do the chords yet. But she's also teaching an 11-year-old girl. And we both take lessons from her. This 11-year-old, two hands going up. And then she plays the viola. This little girl plays the viola in the Suzuki
nothing. Sure.
Yeah, it's cool. She plays the viola and she plays the piano with two hands. She's 11 years old. And then she comes in and, you know, I do my song and she's judging me, saying, well, no, that's not the way you do it. Excuse me, Miss 11-year-old. I'll figure it out. So let's do a rundown of the concert again. What we're going to see on Sunday night. Oh, need a cheat sheet. on Sunday night at the Zoo. And again, these start now at 7. They were 7:30 during July, 7 o'clock in August. It's at the Kiwanis Band Shell. You can enter on Augusta, and I think there's another entrance, but...
Yeah. Walton Street. Walton in Maine.
Walton, Maine. Okay, you can enter there, too. And just bring blankets, chairs, and if you want to bring some food, no alcohol. And keep, if you're bringing kids, you know, keep them on a short leash because we don't want them chasing the animals around. So let's talk about the concert now, what we're going to see.
Well, for the second week in a row, we have an Olympic theme. So we'll keep that going. And then we have a little classical music, an overture to a classical opera by Piccini, not Puccini, but the earlier Italian Piccini. And then some very popular music by the conductor of the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra. Steve Reinecke has really kind of inherited the mantle from Eric Kunzel as the most in-demand pops conductor and composer. And this is a piece called, it's sort of a little tone poem for the town of Sedona in Arizona, which I guess has become a very popular destination for vacationers. Anyway,
it's very 2 years ago.
What's that?
I was there 2 years ago.
See, everybody I know has been there. I haven't been there yet. If I'd have gone before I programmed the piece, I could have taken a tax deduction for visiting. but yeah, Sedona is hot. And the piece is really quite exciting, too. And then we bring on Darlene, who will sing a vocalese by Rachmaninoff and some music from Romeo and Juliet by Gounod. And then later in the in the middle of the program, we've got Curdon to play his the concertino by Frank Ben Crisudo, and Also, Oblivion, which is a tango by the great Astor Piazzolla, the greatest tango composer of the modern era. And then Darlene comes back later in the show to sing a Sousa piece. I made my plans for the summer and some Broadway music. I feel a show coming on. We close it out with a ballet suite of very popular music by Offenbach. And, of course, there's always a Sousa march to end the concert.
Always. And I love that because they're great. The Thunderer, that's one of my favorite ones you guys do. The Thunderer, I love that. And you always start off with a march as well after the national anthem. So it's a great concert. It's at the Racine Zoo, 7 o'clock Sunday. It's free. According to this, we have sunshine all day with a high near 84. So it should be a beautiful night for the concert. And they run about an hour, 15 minutes, hour and a half around there. And we'll have you home by about 8:30. So it should be fun. Again, it's free, no charge. Mark, when are you gonna do a trumpet solo this year?
I've retired as a trumpet player.
What do you mean you retired? Nobody retires.
Well, my teeth fell out. So that's what did it.
So can you play the drums? Well, anyway, so Mark is the conductor of the Racine Concert Band, Mark Eichner, and the soloist, guest soloist this week, rooted in Racine, is Kurt Hanrahan. I can't wait for the concert now. I'm all, you know, fired up for it.
Yeah, it'd be great to have everybody come out and check out the music there. It's again, a part of Americana, the old days, in the 19th century and early 20th century. This was the entertainment. People would go out every night and there'd be a band concert somewhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, now it's nice to bring all that back with everything that's going on in the world.
Well, and I can't wait to see it. Again, one more time, it's Sunday night, the Racine Zoo at the Band Shell. You can enter at Walton, Maine or Augusta. Boy, they got those barrels out on Augusta Street, huh? Mm-hmm. It's like the going through the slalom with your car, trying to get across those orange barrels. Hey, thanks, guys, for coming in.
Hey, thank you.
I appreciate it. Hey, coming up now at 7:31, we're going to check news from the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Stuart J. Waddle's watching things for us this morning. Just a second here. I wasn't paying attention to what I was doing. All right, here's Stuart J. Waddle with our news this morning.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddle. The search continues for the 85-year-old woman from Waterford. Yesterday, an updated image of Karen Wandry was posted online. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has a large-scale search operation underway. It includes aircraft, drones, and volunteers on horseback. People in Waterford and that vicinity are being asked to check outbuildings and to review private cameras for any sightings. Wandry is known to have walked long distances in the past, has no significant medical issues, and anyone with information is encouraged to contact the sheriff's office. A road rage incident involving a gun led to the arrest of a Racine man yesterday. Mount Pleasant police say they were called to Washington Avenue in Evertson at around noon yesterday, following reports of a road rage incident involving a handgun. A statement says officers conducted a high-risk traffic stop arresting 20-year-old Isaac Rangel. Two guns were found and recommended charges include disorderly conduct while armed and possession of marijuana. With Representative Todd Onstedt stepping down after more than a decade, two Democratic candidates are vying for the 65th Assembly District. Ben DeSmit and Kyle Flood are on the ballot for the August 13th primary. Onstedt has thrown his support behind DeSmit, a small business owner and former educator. Flood, a community organizer, is campaigning on a platform against insider politics. The district will see the primary winner go up against Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November 5th general election. And the Wisconsin State Fair opens its gates today. It runs until August 11th. This marks the 173rd edition of the fair. Tonight on the grandstand is comedian Gabriel Iglesias. Also performing during the fair is TLC, Brothers Osborne, and comedian Charlie Behrens. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Today we're checking in with Chris and Jenny Reichert of Reichert Land and Cattle in Sheboygan Falls. They've been awarded the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association Environmental Stewardship Award. And some of the practices on the farm have helped them during this wet spring and summer. We'll talk about it next.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next Agri Mindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Chris and Jenny Reichert of Reichert Land and Cattle in Sheboygan Falls tell us that rotational grazing was beneficial with the tremendous amounts of rainfall we've had.
I think the biggest thing we've seen is actually this past spring and how beneficial it was. You know, we've had really tremendous amounts of rainfall since basically May on, and the minimal water runoff that we saw coming off the pasture was pretty impressive. The water that was running off was very clean, not very dirty. Unfortunately, that has kind of hampered our grazing rotation because of how wet things have been. But, you know, we've been blessed with a bountiful amount of grass. And now that we are out grazing, we're kind of seeing the benefits of having that there.
Chris and Jenny Reichert are the recipients of the Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association Environmental Stewardship Award. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next Agri Mindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
A name that's familiar to many of us, especially during campfire season, Smokey the Bear. He is turning 80 this year, and the Wisconsin DNR is hosting birthday party events for Smokey at various parks around the state. For 80 years, Smokey the Bear has been helping kids and adults understand the basics of wildfire prevention. If you're heading out this weekend, remember to keep fires manageable, have water and tools on hand to keep the fire in control, and never leave your fire unattended. Search the Wisconsin and DNR events calendar online to see if any Smokey the Bear birthday celebrations are happening near you. That's what's going on a Thursday. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
All day on the computer. I hate the computer. Anybody else here spend a good 2-3 hours a day just resetting your passwords online? Not even setting them, resetting them. Sites where they demand you change the password, but then they just judge the new one that you're putting in as you're, they don't even let you finish the password before just telling you how terrible they think it is. Like iTunes will be like, you gotta change your password. You're like, okay, you type an A. Weak! That's weak! What were you thinking with that password? Like, did you think that was my entire password? That's the kind of hotshot I think I am. I just stroll around with an A as my password. Go ahead, hackers. Try to get in my Downton Happy episodes. Good luck. Oh, you got it. Oh, okay. All right.
California dreaming, California dreaming, on such a winter's day.
Mamas and the Papas. Just reading about Mama Cass Elliott the other day. It was the anniversary, I guess, of her death. And I was reading her bio. Wow. She had a great career even after the Mamas and the Papas ended. That was pretty good. All right. Got some good news for you here. It's going to sound like bad news, but it's really good news. A toddler fell 15 feet from a window in Russia and could have been seriously hurt. A 64-year-old woman just happened to be walking by, looked up, and caught the kid from a 15-foot fall. Isn't that lucky, huh? See, it turned out to be good. A 23-year-old woman in Connecticut found a thank you card in a parking lot with $500 in it. Now, you and I would pocket the $500 and throw the card out, right? She didn't. She tracked down the rightful owner. Turned out a bride and groom gave it to the guy who married them, but he lost it at the rehearsal dinner. See, these people are very nice. I don't know. Would you have kept the $500 and just tossed the card and had no conscience about it? Well, this woman didn't. Very good. Like it. 741 WRJM, local news, timeless hits. Here come the Archies and Sugar, Sugar.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. Of loving you.
I just can't believe it's true.
I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too.
I just can't believe it's true.
Ah, sugar.
Diamond wrote it, but the Monkees had the big hit with it. I'm a believer.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. And that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Now her trace put doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I
saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Said I'm a believer.
747 at WRJN. I'm a believer. The Monkees. You know, everybody thought they were a manufactured group. And they kind of were for the TV show. But they actually performed places. Now, who was the opening act for the Monkees? I'll ask Kurt Hanrahan and Mark Agner here. Who was the opening act the Monkees for years? You'll never guess. He's a big star, big superstar.
Neil Diamond?
What?
Neil Diamond?
Not Neil Diamond. Any guess?
Not a clue.
Jimi Hendrix.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Jimi Hendrix was the opening act for the Monkees for years. And it just didn't mesh. And that's why he left being the opening act. Because, you know, here, this pop group, teen pop group, and then all of a sudden you heard, down, 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 down. I mean, it just, the audience wasn't the same. But that's good trivia, though, yeah. Now, I remember the Monkees played at Summerfest years ago on one of the side stages. I don't think Jimi Hendrix was with them that day, because I think Jimi Hendrix was a star in his own right at that time. Hey, at 7:48, WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group. Next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Attention, are you or a loved one suffering complications after taking Ozempic or Wegovy? These medications may be linked to serious gastrointestinal illnesses. If you've been hospitalized and diagnosed with gastroparesis, chronic vomiting, deep vein thrombosis, or experienced intestinal blockage requiring surgery, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 888-900-LAW-1 today for a free consultation. That's 888-900-LAW-1. Paid for by Tort Defenders. Tort Defenders is not a law firm and does not provide legal services.
WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you
Can't go wrong with CCR in the morning. On 752, looking for cloudy day showers and thunder bumpers today with a high near 84. Right now it's some sunshine, 73 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Working my way.
Started out with love and hang up, got a jar of sandwich mash.
Still stuck in the middle with you, 7:58 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits on a Thursday morning. Today's August 1st. August 1st, brand new month. We haven't damaged it yet. No bad news for August yet. Boy, I can't. How we keep it clean, at least until the end of the month? Just good things for the month of August. 48-year-old guy went hiking in Kentucky earlier this month. Never came home. It was a big search and rescue mission. No one found him. They're about to stop looking because he had been missing for 2 weeks and they gave up hope when someone finally found him on the last day of the search. He was severely dehydrated, covered in bug bites, couldn't walk. They airlifted him out, and he's going to make a full recovery. The lesson to be learned here, don't give up.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Former President Donald Trump is facing growing backlash over remarks he made at a black journalist convention in Chicago about Vice President Kamala Harris' racial identity.